Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs beat writer for Kins 5 in San Antonio. I'm glad to have you back. The Spurs played last night against the Sacramento Kings. So just a quick note, this is being recorded before last night's game versus Sacramento. What are we talking about today? We're going to be looking at who is slowly emerging as the alpha on this team, if any of the young players are taking that role. We're also going to be talking about Keldon Johnson. Are we disappointed in his play so far this season? Today and tomorrow, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend. You know him, you love him. He is Rudy Campos with Sweep the League Radio on 9:30 a.m. The Answer out in San Antonio. Rudy, it's not simply just out in San Antonio, right? Because I hear you're worldwide, and apparently anybody can listen to you on the internet, right?
Oh, yeah, we're worldwide. In fact, I got my first comment from Chile. Gustavo over in Chile messaged us, and he loves the show. So that just tells me I'm on a global scene now, Jeff, and that's amazing.
That is awesome. Make sure to follow Rudy on Twitter, at Sweep the League. Do it right now. And don't forget to tune in to Sweep the League radio show, 9:30 a.m. The Answer. When you say you're worldwide, I'm assuming that just means like you have a YouTube page, you have all that social media stuff that people can listen to.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. We go live on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. And basically, when we're doing the live radio show, we're live on all social media. So you can follow the show live, you can participate live, however you want. We're all over the place.
No, the one thing that is for sure, though, is when it comes to Sweep the League Radio, I'm pretty sure you are the alpha. You know, hey, you know, it begins with you, Rudy. But we're looking at the guys in silver and black, and look, heading to the season, that one of the biggest questions was, you know, who's going to be their go-to guy? Who's going to be their alpha? You know, the Spurs, you know, haven't had an alpha in quite some time. Maybe you could say it was DeMar DeRozan last year before he left to Chicago. LaMarcus Aldridge maybe, but this year that's been kind of a question. But we're already in double figure games into the season, Rudy. Who is your alpha so far?
You know, the obvious choice for me and probably a lot of people is going to be DeJounte Murray. And what I really go by when it comes for alpha on the team is leadership. We had yet to see a leader emerge. And this year where everybody was questioning DeJounte, can he be that leader? And sure enough, he has been. He's been the leader on the team. That makes him the alpha. He's leading the team in a lot of statistical categories. He's emerging as the star the Spurs were hoping to have emerge earlier in his career. But, hey, better late than never. DeJounte Murray right now, I mean, what is he, 17.6 points per game, 8.1 rebounds, 8.3 assists, almost a triple-double. I mean, we haven't really seen this from a Spurs player in quite some time, like, I wouldn't even say maybe Tim era. I mean, he wasn't really close to a triple-double averaging for a season, but DeJounte is really emerging as that alpha male on this team.
Yeah, many of the guys look at him as kind of the big brother because they're all kind of close in age, you know, and he is the longest tenured Spur at the ripe old age of, what, 25, 27, something like that? You know, too old. He's old. He's old. But, yeah, he is the longest tenured Spur. He obviously should be the one to take the mantle as the alpha. I think he wants it. I think he's okay with that label. We saw him take the last minute shot against the Lakers in regulation for winning overtime. We're seeing him kind of, you know, slowly being the guy that the players are still going to turn to. But Rudy, it still feels like it's a work in progress. Why does it feel like a work in progress? And we're not here saying, you know what, he is 1,000,000,000%. You know, the alpha of this team.
Probably the best way to think about it is we've seen DeJounte put up numbers and have crazy stats for a while. I think what a lot of fans and, you know, people in media as well, we're looking to see if he can consistently do this throughout the year to say, okay, sir, you are definitely the leader. You are the face of this franchise right now. You are the alpha male. So it's got to be consistency. If we can get a full consistent season, now barring injury, a full consistent season of the stats that he's putting up, I mean, hands down, he's going to be that player that we've all expected him to be.
Yeah, you look at what he's doing so far this season. Rudy, he scored double figures, in double figures, excuse me, since the start of the season. That's he's scoring. I mean, at nearly, you know, you guaranteed lock to get you at least double figure scoring for San Antonio. He already recorded a triple double versus the Lakers back in October 26. And one thing you were seeing is that long ball starting to fall a bit. Maybe it's not as consistent, but that is kind of one of his knocks, if you will. Since he came into the NBA, was he's going to knock down the outside shot. He's going to that step back kind of mid-range shot, what I think that's his go-to. I think he's the only one who could do that on this team right now. You can't depend on that with Derek White, that's for sure, right now in the slump he's in.
Yeah.
Keldon seems to be a work in progress. But you're looking at DeJounte. He has somewhat of a reliable mid-range shot, which I think is going to do wonders for him as the season moves on. Rudy, we're talking about the alpha. You know, as of right now, I think they're still trying to work things out. You're still seeing them kind of like play hot potato at times. No, you take the ball. You know, you take the shot. No, you take the shot. Mm-hmm. You see that happening a lot sometimes. But, and I know he's in a slump right now and a bad slump right now. But would you consider Derek White as a possible alpha on this team?
If you go by past seasons, yeah. But again, if I was looking at past seasons, and I brought this up with Derek Gervin, who's also a host on Sweep the League, it's like we are basing a lot of what we've seen with Derek White off of his playoff series in Denver. And that's kind of his coming out party. But since then, have we really seen that same Derek White? I know he's been injured. But again, it's like we don't see that same type of player. We get it in spurts, and even at that, spurts don't come very often for him. I don't know if it's a slump or, again, it goes back to that question that you and I've talked about in previous Los episodes. Has he hit his ceiling? Is this the best that we're going to get, and should we not expect more from Derek? That's the problem I'm trying to figure out with Derek White, because if this is it, then this is it. I mean, we don't know. I haven't really seen much improvement from him since that Denver series.
Yeah, we're talking about Derek White's slump right now, and in yesterday's Los, we brought that up. What do you think? Do you think it's just he just simply has a case of the yips, or it's something bigger?
I don't know, Jeff, because, I mean, if it's the case of the yips, you would think a lot of that would have been worked out because he's been in the league already for a while. And I know players go through slumps. I know players, you know, struggle, but I just feel like if you look at his body language on the court, it's not the same at all. Is it maybe potentially an injury that, you know, no one really knows about? Is he going through something mentally? I don't know. I mean, really, the whole thing I'm looking at with Derek is I think it's more of an expectation thing. Maybe he's got a little bit more expectations because he knows him and DeJounte have to be the 1-2 guy on this team. Maybe he can't handle the pressure. I don't know. I really don't know, because it's hard with Derek White. We see, you know, greatness out of him, and then we see the slumps that he's having. And I just feel like it's more slumps than anything. So to say that it's a slump, to say that it's the yips, I don't know. I think we probably need to give him till maybe the All-Star break to see how he's doing, if he can work out the kinks in it. Whew. But I'm really worried right now.
It just sounds like the team, I wouldn't say they're worried. I mean, obviously his teammates, they believe in him. They trust he's going to snap out of it. But Popovich, recently, I think it was after that bad loss to OKC, and came out and just said that pretty much that Derek White is in a bad way right now, like really bad. So yeah, they need him. And I don't know if they can, maybe, you know, long term, it'll work out if they pick up more L's. You know why? Draft lottery. But, you know, if they're looking to win, if they want to win, then I don't think they can afford to wait to have 100% firing all cylinders Derek White till the All-Star break. But we're looking at, as far as him being an alpha, though, he may not be getting it done on the offensive end, but defensively, he's still a force. And that's why I think that maybe he could, you know, utilize, you know, that aspect of his game, which has not dropped off. The defensive side, we know he leads the league in charges taken. He's one of the better steals guys on the team. You know, not afraid to mix it up on the defensive end. And I recently got a chance to speak with him a few weeks ago, and I asked him, I go, is it just you and are you also trying to help DeJounte become a vocal leader? And he said that that's something he's been trying to work on this season. But if we're gonna like kind of order these right now, yeah, I definitely agree. I think it's DeJounte first is the alpha. Possibly Derek White. Now I'm going to throw a wild card at you, Rudy, and as we have, I'm far off here, or is this just too soon to say? What about Devin Vassell? He's quietly having a really good sophomore season. Would you consider him an alpha, or is this we're just too way too early for that in his career? It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON.
Well, you know, with Vassell, I really kind of pushed back when I heard this comparison, but the more that I've studied a little bit of film on him lately, like for this season, I see it. My other host, like I was mentioning again, Derek Gervin, mentioned Devin Vassell in the same words as Kawhi Leonard. He sees Kawhi Leonard part two right here. You know, long player, can get to the basket, can score, can defend, just kind of makes it tough for offensive players. And the more I kind of fought back on him and the more I stepped back and looked, I kind of almost agree with him. It's a potential player here where we can see a definite two-way player with Devin Vassell that can emerge as the alpha on the team. And that's something that I wouldn't have said on draft night. I was kind of confused on draft night by the Devin Vassell selection. But again, it filled a void and it filled a need. But as you get to see him play more and more, you're starting to see little glimpses of certain players from the past that kind of brings a smile to your face if you're really looking at his game. So Devin Vassell emerging as an alpha, kind of as a dark horse right now, I can definitely see the more time he gets this season, the better that play is going to be. So I honestly say that he could be an emerging star within the next couple of seasons. So I say give it a little bit of time. You might see another male, alpha male, right here on this team developing before our eyes.
Yeah, he's averaging career highs in points, 11.3 per game, rebounds 4.1, assist 1.8. He's already recorded 13 steals on the season. You know, he's shooting 43% from the field overall. So he's really becoming a force for San Antonio on both ends of the court. Sometimes I wonder if they see more promise in him as being a cornerstone piece than maybe other players on the roster, you know, because he just gets it done on that court. And yeah, maybe it's just too soon to say, okay, you know, sophomore Devin Vassell on a team that already has, you know, DeJounte and Thad Young and Bryn Forbes, you know, you're going to be the alpha. You know, I think that's too soon. But he is definitely somebody to watch for as the season goes on. Are you a little surprised that maybe, you know, obviously he's not going to put up the production, but maybe that Bryn Forbes hasn't taken kind of a vocal leader role? I mean, he is one of the rare veterans on the roster. Do you think he should be stepping up in this department?
I think so. I mean, you definitely got a guy that's coming off of a championship with the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, he's got the veteran leadership. He's got the hardware now. You know, and he's already been with the Spurs already passing his career. I think this should have been the time where he would have been the vocal leader, been the guy in the locker room to bring everybody together. But damn, Jeff, Bryn seems so shy to me. Like, he seems like a really shy person. So expecting him to be a vocal leader on this team, even though he's probably, you know, one of the older veterans, I mean, not counting McDermott and these guys, I don't see it happening at all. And to be honest, it's kind of weird. I thought he was going to come in and play that Patty Mills role. I don't even see that. I really don't understand his role on the team right now. To be honest, I don't. I'm still trying to figure out how they're trying to use him. I know we need shooting, but it's like he's not even getting that done in some aspects. So what his role on the team is, I have zero idea. The more I start to think about it, the more I think, okay, there's possibilities of shopping a DeJounte or Derek during the All-Star break before the trade deadline. That's the reason why he brought in a Bryn Forbes.
Right. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that if we're gonna look at the roster as it's firstly constructed, you got to go number one, DeJounte Murray, as the alpha of this team that's emerging, at least. Number two, mm-hmm. possibly Derek White. I know he's in a bad moment right now offensively, but defensively, he's still getting it done. At least what he told me, that he's joining Murray in that vocal leadership role. Interesting that, you know, we didn't bring up Thad Young, you know, a solid player, been in the league for quite some time, going to produce on the court. You know, he's, you know, in post practice sessions, he says that the guys are putting, you know, putting in work and everything, but you don't really hear him say anything above and beyond that. I just think he feels like it's not his place yet. You know, this is like kind of the Young Bucks team. Let them run, let them do their thing, let them figure it out. So I think that's why maybe he's taking a step back in that department. But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, especially DeJounte as the season goes on, Rudy, if he does just become more assertive, You hear those post-game chants with the media. You know, it's on him. It's on him. He always says, it's on me. If I'm not doing this, then this loss is on me. So I think he wants to embrace that role. And I think that's going to be good for his development. Popovich even said that he's noticing that Murray is taking leaps and bounds in leadership department. We're talking with Rudy Campos. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League and check out his show, Sweep the League Radio Show, on 9:30 a.m. The Answer out in San Antonio, or just simply go to sweeptheleague.com. By the way, how's everything going in that department? So far, a good start to the maiden voyage of Sweep the League?
Oh, yeah. It's been great so far. We're slowly building the fan base, the listeners. We're slowly, you know, getting our feet wet a little bit more and more each week. You know, we're not going to say we're going to be 100% successful and all, but, you know, as long as we're having fun and everybody else is having fun, that's the most important thing right there, man.
Has Gervin taught you how to finger roll like his brother did?
Not yet, but he's humbled me on a lot of experiences, especially when we play, you know, our pyramid game and all these other games. This guy is, man, he's like an encyclopedia, so I have to step up my game in that department. But I have challenged him one-on-one to a basketball game, so when that happens, look for the video, because I'm definitely never going to score on that guy.
I'm going to put money on you for the upset. Is that a smart bet?
Considering the odds of me beating him are probably 5,000 to 1, yeah, that would be a definite smart bet if you put a dollar in and make 5,000.
Yeah, Rudy, let's talk about another player that's, I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's definitely not what perhaps the fan base expected heading into this season. That's Keldon Johnson. You know, he's still being KJ. We're not bashing him. But through 10, 11 games now, are you a little kind of like, okay, KJ, you know, like, where's the other stuff? It feels like we're still seeing the same Keldon Johnson we saw in Austin, then the bubble year, and then last year. It just feels like there should have been more out from him. Were we setting the bar too high?
You know, this is where I sit back, crack my knuckles, and say I apologize to your listeners, Jeff, because I'm about to come down on a lot of them. But
there you go.
What the hell do fans expect from Keldon Johnson? Second leading scorer on the team, 16.2 points per game, 5.8 rebounds a game, averaging almost 2 assists a game. He is the hype man. He gets to the basket. He gets fouls drawn. Yes, you're seeing the same KJ, but isn't this the Keldon Johnson that everybody expected? You're expecting this. What in the hell did we expect KJ to come in, average 23, 25 a game, get 10 or 11 boards a game? No, this is his third year in the damn league, and he is second on the team in scoring and still putting up numbers. He's only had one game below double digits, and that was 9 points against the Indiana Pacers. What the hell are we expecting from a guy in his third year? He's putting up numbers close with outside the assist department to DeJounte Murray, who is the alpha on the team. He's shooting 45.5% from the field, where Murray is 43%. I mean, if people step back and realize, hey, he's having a good year, he's having a really good year for him right now, it's only going to get better. I don't understand how fans are saying, well, KJ is not feeling it this year. It's a different KJ. He should have been the leader. I've even got on Derek over that as well because he said I expected more from KJ. What in the hell do people expect? I mean, you want him to be the ultimate alpha? It's not going to happen right now. DeJounte is that main guy. So to have a guy averaging damn near the exact same thing as your alpha, what do you want?
This episode of Locked On Spurs is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's a place where families and friends can come to reconnect. A place where classmates can meet up for a study group knowing they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and an endless supply of French fries and McFlurries. Hey, win or lose is a place where teammates, competitors, the home team, or the away team can come to recharge. It's the place you can always look forward to stopping at on a long road trip to rest your legs and refuel. I remember going to McDonald's quite a bit as a kid, and I still do. I have to get myself the McDonald's coffee. Hits a spot, gets your day going on the right foot. So head on to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. And did somebody say a Locked On Spurs watch party? Hey, I'm loving it.
I don't understand.
I think what fans wanted to see in his third season was just an evolution in his game. He's still that bulldog. He just wants to put his head down and barrel his way through the lane for the score. And it's effective. He's getting numbers. You mentioned his points per game, 16.2 right now. He's already put up 12 steals, mm-hmm. you know, but I just think perhaps people were expecting this explosion out of him where he's just wrecking shop across the board. And where I have a little concern is the fact that he's only made three pointers this year so far, at least at this recording of Los. You know, there was a game mm-hmm. last night versus the Kings. Hopefully he went off. But ahead of the game versus Sacramento, he's only made 3 3-point shots. He's shooting 13%. Granted, he's only taken 22 attempts, though. I think that's the evolution that many thought that he was going to take this year. It's not here yet, Rudy.
Yeah, it's not. And to go back on the 3-point range, if anybody, and this is not towards you, but for any fan base that is saying, well, we expected KJ to be a better 3-point shooter, outside of shooting by yourself in the gym in the off season, did you expect him to become, you know, Klay Thompson in the off season and shoot all these threes and start making them? Keldon's right. game has always been attack the rim. When he was at Oak Hill Academy,
But that could be detrimental to the Spurs, though, because defenses are going to sag on him. They go, okay, you know, we'll take away this one option that you always go to. We're going to dare you to take a long ball, a mid-range, or a three-shot. And if they go that route, you know, Keldon's going to have to learn quick how to knock down that outside shot.
But isn't that what the Spurs did in the offseason by surrounding players like him with shooters? I mean, that's where if you got a guy attacking the basket, because that's where everybody got on DeMar DeRozan for. He can't shoot the three. He can't make the three. Now he's in Chicago, and, you know, he's Craig Hodges all over again in Chicago. So, I mean, but with Keldon Johnson, if you're getting to the basket, you surround him with shooters where he can kick it out to. And that's where you have a shooting. So I get that defenses will lag off of him. But, again, I'm not comparing him to this guy and saying this is the way he is. But you saw for many years Giannis Antetokounmpo could not shoot a three to save his life. But yet he was still productive in getting the job done. Now Giannis is feeling more comfortable. Shooting that three ball, especially when you're not accustomed to shooting that three ball, doesn't happen in an off season. It takes time to improve it, and it's going to take some time and years to get it consistent. So for right now, being in his third year, if it's year 5 or 6 and Keldon is still shooting 12% from three-point line, I'm a little bit worried because there's no improvement there. But being that it's his third year, second year completely on an active NBA roster, I'm not so worried about it right now.
Yeah, yeah. You just want to – I guess he's just so much of a bulldog. You want to see him maybe add – and I think it'll behoove him as well to add a little bit more finesse to his game. You know, mm-hmm. just a little – I mean, sure, he gets to the rim. You know, he finishes with authority. He gets the crowd pumped. He gets his teammates pumped. That's great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But in a season where many were anointing him already as the guy that was going to be the alpha. This is going to be his team. And so far, it really, really has it. Now, and I get it. You know, you got the numbers to back it up. You know, second leading scorer behind DeJounte. You know, that's awesome. But I don't know. Perhaps it's still a work in progress. You know, if you want to be technical about it, was it like year 2.5 for him? Because, you know,
roughly.
The pandemic. But you're looking at some of his latest games. You know, he scored 20 points or more in back-to-back games, Oklahoma City, Orlando. Hopefully he did it last night again versus the Kings. It's just that three-point shot. I think that is the biggest hole in his game right now. And, he started the season going 0 for the three line in 4 straight games. And now right now, again, ahead of the Kings game, he's gone 0 for since Dallas November 3rd through November 7th versus OKC. So, again, look, I'm not bashing him. He's putting up good numbers, really good numbers. And perhaps Rudy, the Spurs don't have 3 wins at this recording without his efforts. But there's just something that perhaps the mantle was just, you know, I mean, you think he's still the cornerstone piece for this franchise moving forward? Can you still safely say that he is that?
He's part of the Trinity, the one that I could call the Trinity right now. I mean, you've got DeJounte, you've got Keldon. You would think Derek would have been that third piece of the Trinity that we're so used to, the big three. But since we're in San Antonio, we're a religious community, so we'll use the Trinity here. And, I mean, we're still looking for that third piece, but I still think he's a part of it. I mean, his improvement is going to happen. And I get it, man. Hey, you know what? He played with, you know, Kevin Durant in the Olympics, gold medalist. It was a great experience. He should come back and be dominant because he got all this experience playing against these guys and they coached him. Well, you know what? So did Christian Laettner. Christian Laettner didn't come back from the Olympics, you know, taking the league by storm. So, you know, this thing, you know, with him not improving in fans' eyes, you know, leaps and bounds, he's improved a lot. And if you take a step back and look at it, you can understand, yes, everything's improved across the board with the exception of three-point shooting, which will help out eventually once he develops it even more. But cornerstone of the franchise, you don't have 3 wins without Keldon and without DeJounte. And I can even make a case that the best player on this Spurs team is injured, or not injured, but out right now, and that's Jakob Poeltl. I mean, he was making tons of leaps and bounds for this team. So I don't see them being, you know, playoff team this year, but cornerstone pieces, they've got a really good building block, really good foundation right now moving forward with these guys.
He is Rudy Campos. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League and listen into his show, Sweep the League Radio Show, 9:30 a.m. The Answer. He and Gervin there give you all the sports news you need. Before I let you go, Rudy, did you see those sneakers that the Spurs are giving away? Those custom Jordan ones?
I did. If there's ever a pair of shoes that I've wanted, it's those. Oh my God, those are. Would you wear them if you've got them?
Special occasions. They would not be an everyday sneaker at all. They're not the gym sneaker. They're not. I know they're basketball sneakers, but I'm going to wear them playing basketball. I mean, those are just select days you wear those. I mean, those are like, you've seen a lot of custom Fiesta theme, you know, gear, t-shirts, sneakers, all this stuff. But these, in the sneakers department, not that bad. They're not bad. And the Spurs are giving them away to 5 people.
I know. I'm wondering if, are we eligible, you and I, to get these sneakers?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yes. We're eligible.
I think for me, Jeff, I would only wear them at my funeral. I think that'd be the only time I would wear them. Are you going to
go out in style,
put a smile on my face when I'm laying in that casket. Cause that would be the only time I'd probably wear those shoes.
If you want to see what Rudy and I are talking about, go to kins5.com/Spurs right now. All the information is there, how to enter for your chance to win those custom Fiesta-inspired Jordan 1 sneakers. They just look, they're just done right. It's not too much. It's not too little. It's like right, perfect. You got to see him.
Before we go, I want to ask you this real quick before we go.
Yeah.
If the Spurs called you and said, Jeff Garcia, we have a pair in your size just for you, but you've got to watch the latest Star Wars trilogy in full, would you do it?
I would.
I would cave in.
And then I would die, and then I'll die with those sneakers on, because my eyes would have to get washed out, brain scrub, everything. But yo, those are just some sick sneakers. Just some good sneakers there. But yeah, if you feel lucky, you want to put your name in the hat, see if you can get them. Again, kensfi.com/spurs. Can't miss it. It says the Spurs are giving away custom Fiesta inspired Jordan 1 sneakers right there on the website. Rudy, one more time, tell us everything we need to know about your radio show over there at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, Sweeper League radio show every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m., 2 hours long on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. Catch us across all social media. You just follow me at Twitter at Sweeper League. Follow the show on YouTube at Sweep the League, also on Twitch, Sweep the League as well, or Facebook. Just friend me if I accept your request. Like I say, I will accept it. You can follow us there or hit up the Facebook page, Sweep the League. Follow us on there as well. We got a lot of fun, and every single week we play a different game. I think this week might be Pyramid or Jeopardy again, so we're gonna hopefully go 2 for 2 on the wins.
What about Press Your Luck? Remember that game? No whammies.
That is actually in the works too. We're bringing the 80s and the 70s and all that back into the limelight for everybody.
Awesome. Again, follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Spurs. Here's no excuse for you to not tune in each and every day. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now, last night the Spurs played the Kings, so win or lose, don't know, hopefully it's a win. But if you want to see how that game turned out from the Sacramento side of things, make sure to go and check out Locked On Kings right now. So for Rudy Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're putting a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.